Damien Gammo, Damon Gammo, I should say, is a writer, he's a director, and star of a documentary, which apparently is Australia's highest grossing documentary ever. It's called That Sugar Film. Good morning, Damon.
Morning, Red.
Tell me about your film.
Oh, look, it's just about me going on a little adventure to eat some sugar and see what it does to my body. So I ate roughly what most Australians are eating, but the catch was that I didn't eat any of the obvious sugars, like, you know, the chocolate bars or soft drinks and things like that. All the sugar I ate had to be hidden in perceived healthy foods, so low-fat yogurts and cereals and sports drinks and things like that. And I think the film did well because I sort of developed a lot of the symptoms that most people are seeing in their lives, sadly, these days. The non-alcoholic fatty liver, the type 2 diabetes, heart disease risks, and a lot of weight was put on, all from eating these very cleverly marketed, perceived healthy foods.
Did it affect your vision? Because I'm imagining you looking at the labels of all these things, which purport not to have any sugar in them, and seeing that was 99 grams per 100 grams of sugar.
Yeah, look, it's certainly not made easy for people. Like, it's squeezed down the bottom corner of the product, very small. You need sort of semi-literate sort of mathematical skills to try and deduce the maths and convert the grams into teaspoons. But I certainly got better at it as I went along and found there are a few easy tricks to know. Like, you know, one teaspoon of sugar is about 4 grams. So if you see 36 grams in an iced tea, for example, divide that by 4, and you know there's about 9 teaspoons in there. And it just makes it a bit more visceral for people, so they can decide whether they would have 9 teaspoons in their tea or give that to their kids. It just makes it a bit easier.
How much weight did you put on in how much time?
8.5 kilos in 60 days, but it was more the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease that I got in 3 weeks, and that's kind of something that didn't have a name 35 years ago that now has 1 billion people around the world affected by it. And the science really came out strongly about that in 2011 around this particular metabolic pathway of sugar and fructose in particular, especially in drinks, that it just floods the liver very, very quickly and turns that to fat. And then that fat gets pumped out to your bloodstream, and that can cause the complications for type 2 diabetes and heart disease risk factors and all these other symptoms.
How do you know that you've got a fatty liver? Do you just have a poke around with your fingers? Or?
Yeah. Just have a squeeze of it, and you can just tell the few skin folds on the outside of it. But no, you get a triglyceride test at the pathology clinic, and that's usually the main sign at bed, the fat that can gather around your bloodstream, and they usually come pouring off your liver if you're having high sugar diet.
Did you get overexcited like a child at a party?
I had moments. Early on, that was probably the thing that shocked me, was that it was more the mental aspect. So, yeah, I did get the highs, as a term now called reactive hyperglycemia, which affects about half the population, and you get this quick spike of blood sugar, and then it gets cleared out very quickly, and that's when you can release these other chemicals that can make you feel a bit jittery or anxious or whatever it is, and I had a bit of that. And then just the concentration, you know, I found it pretty hard, and I think of kids that are having these high sugar cereals to start their day, and then the teacher has to deal with them once that blood sugar comes down at about 9:15 in the morning. It's I guess it's just what we're trying to do is educate people and parents and kids to just have a slower releasing foods, you know, the healthy fats.
Are your moods more even now?
Oh, look, I still have my moments, but certainly when I was doing the experiment, it was very obvious that I was being affected by it. It's like a roller coaster. You're not having smooth, slow-releasing food. You're having highly refined foods, which most people are eating, and it just goes up and down like a yo-yo. So, you know, it doesn't affect everyone the same way, but I'm particularly sensitive to that kind of thing, so I certainly noticed the difference. And, it's meant that I probably don't really eat sugar anymore. I have the occasional treat now, but I certainly don't have it in sort of the cereals and muesli bars and things like that. It just doesn't do me any favours.
It's pretty hard to avoid, isn't it?
It is early on, but once you sort of develop a different sort of habit or way of shopping, then it becomes really easy. And it's just that it's so prevalent. And the basic rule is, if you're eating, the more processed foods you're eating, the more sugar you're going to get. So we just try and tell people to try and eat real food as much as you can, which is the protein, the fruits and veg, nuts, seeds, those types of things, and have the occasional treat or processed food, no problem. But unfortunately, most of the population have got it the other way around, and we're just having too many processed foods.
And the film follows your travails in your dietary kind of
yes.
journey, shall we say. You've got a new campaign following on from the film, I believe.
Yeah, so we're actually today launching a campaign called Six Spoons in June, and what that means is that the World Health Organization recommends that we have about 6 teaspoons of added sugar a day for optimal health. That's for teeth health and also obesity, all these things we've been talking about. They recommend about 6 a day. Now, currently, there are some teenagers in this country having about 40 teaspoons a day. So that's quite a big jump. So we're just trying to get people to, at least for the month of June, aim for having 6 a day. We've got a free app called That Sugar App where you can scan the barcode of foods. It'll tell you how much sugar's in there, and you can set a challenge for yourself as well. So it just makes it easier for people to learn how much sugar's in their foods, aim for 6 a day, and you're on track for a better health.
I did read a conspiracy theory, which was relatively plausible, I thought, recently, that back in the 60s or so, that the sugar industry pointed everybody in the direction of fat as being the villain.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's, we talk about it in the film quite a lot, and I was shown many of those documents and talked to many of the scientists and professors that were working at the time, and we've got quite a big section in the film about that, that yeah, people have been misled for a long time.
So it's
time,
kind of true.
Yeah, there's nothing conspiratorial about it, I'm here to say. It's all legitimate.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, keep up the good work. 6 spoons.
6 spoons in June. So aim for 6 spoons a day for the month of June, and you'll be on track for some better health.
Excellent. Well done. Thank you.
Thanks, Red.
Damon Gemmo, writer, director and star of That Sugar Film and the campaign. I defy you. Can you manage 6 spoons of sugar a day and no more? Would you even know you were getting it?